Hello, welcome to Daily Issue for Monday, February 8th. Feels like 0 degrees, feels like minus 4 degrees with the old wind chill. Today's episode of Daily Issue brought to you once again by Feed Press, feed.press/dailyissue, where you can go today to sign up and try out Feed Press for 14 days, no contracts or commitments, and where you can get 250 megabytes of file horsing around in storage, where you can easily upload at least 4 episodes a month, if not more, if you keep them short and concise and to the point like Daily-ish is, you know, very to the point, very structured. Upgrading your storage is easy, starting at a flat rate of just $20 for a gigabyte per month. You can use promo code Daily-ish during checkout to get 10%, that's a 1 and a 0, off your first year of hosting. So visit feed.press/dailyish today. Thanks to them for supporting and sponsoring Daily-ish as well as goodstuff.fm. And also brought to you by Patreon supporters like you, potentially patreon.com/iChris. This is where on the video thing I should have a logo pop up. That would be smart. I'm just playing around with, as I often do, with video streaming stuffs. And in this case, it's to Twitch. Twitch.tv is like a common place for video gamers to stream. Like if you're playing Minecraft or playing some other game, video game, you might stream your what you're actually doing to allow others to watch. So twitch.tv/iChrisPlaysGames is the channel thingy that I have set up there. I'll put a link in the show notes as I often do. And so if you sign up, you get notified. Your mileage may vary, and it may be very annoying to get notified about things because I often am testing things on there and just trying stuff out. But at any rate, it's still fun to do. And so I'm just trying out streaming that to there and seeing if it also is going to record properly on my end. Because if it does work all fine, this is especially for a solo show like Daily-ish, where I can just talk to myself or whoever happens to tune in and watch, then it's pretty easy to do. Not a lot of moving parts. The streaming software is called OBS. It's free to use. And Bob's your uncle. So I already missed recording an episode on Friday of my month of recording every Monday to Friday. So I best not be missing today. And I'm already late. It's almost 5:30. I'm sure Sue is wondering where I am. Well, she knows I'm in the office, but wondering why I'm not out wrangling the kids and setting the table and helping with supper prep. This will be a short one, but it's a thing where when there's nothing that I have in my brain to record and to talk about, but I want to record an episode every day, what do I do? And the thing that I end up having to do, as I did today, is either distract myself with some sort of thing, technology, in this case, the streaming thing to Twitch, to mess around with as an excuse to record an episode, or I just turn on the mic and record. And since I was recording with video, live streaming thingy, I didn't feel like just completely winging it. But I've solicited in the past topic requests from listeners. Goes fairly unheard or unresponded. People don't respond. And so there's, for whatever reason, that's fine. I don't expect everybody to be jumping at the bit to respond to a podcast. It's just a funny thing to be sort of talking into the world. And there's 100 and some listeners, or give or take, who listen to an episode. And they're not that interested in, they're interested enough to listen to the episode, but not interested enough to participate beyond that, which is just kind of a funny place to be. And I know from my own experience listening to podcasts, I don't like jump at the bit to like respond, but generally if somebody says like, hey, tweet at me, blah, 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 you know, then I'll sometimes do that. Sometimes. Anyway, I did with Justin Jackson's podcast. He's got a podcast called Mega Maker where he's talking about making stuff. I'll put a link to that in the show notes, but you know, he asked for people to give him feedback on Twitter, and he's got a fairly tech savvy Twitter, social media nerd savvy kind of listener crowd. So I would imagine, you know, it's a little more common for folks to listen to that show, but I would assume, I know there's at least one person on who uses Reddit anyways, leaves comments. Thanks, Bobby, for your Reddit username. So at any rate, all this to say, sometimes I just have to put an episode and record because I have to. And I didn't on Friday because I just kept not, I was busy. I was legitimately busy, not just distracted busy by, you know, messing around with stuff. But also, I think I remembered it like at 10:30 at night. And by that point, it was like we'd gone swimming with the kids and tired and got them to bed late and all that kind of stuff. And brain dead, brain fart, didn't have anything to say. So we watched the first half of a movie and didn't actually end up finishing it even, I think. So that's that. This is my episode for Monday. Thank you for listening. If you have any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, you can email me. You don't have to do it in a public forum. Chris@goodstuff.fm. I'm iChris on Twitter. You can follow Good Stuff's Twitter account, GoodStuffFM, on Twitter as well. And like I said, the Twitch live stream thing, if you sign up on there, you'll get emailed every time I go live if you have that set or whatever. I don't know. I don't tweet them out. I don't do that much kind of stuff because I'm not really sure why I'm doing this yet. But it's if you're open to following along as I try things out, that's something you can do as well. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great day. Bye.